When the first gooseling poked its gray-green head through the goose's feathers and looked around, Charlotte spied it and made the announcement. "I am sure," she said, "that every one of us here will be gratified to learn that after 4 weeks of unremitting effort and patience on the part of our friend the goose, she now has something new to show for it. The gooselings have arrived. May I offer my sincere congratulations?" "Thank you, thank you, thank you," said the goose, nodding and bowing shamelessly. "Thank you," said the gander. "Congratulations," shouted Wilbur. "How many gooselings are there?" "I can only see one." "There are seven," said the goose. "Fine," said Charlotte. "Seven is a lucky number." "Luck has nothing to do with this," said the goose. "It was good management and hard work." At this point, Templeton showed his nose from his hiding under Wilbur's trough. He glanced at Fern, then crept cautiously toward the goose, keeping close to the wall. Everyone watched him, for he was not well liked, not trusted. "Look," he began, his sharp voice. "You can say you have seven gooselings. There are eight eggs. What happened to the other egg? Why didn't it hatch?" "It's a dud, I guess," said the goose. "What are you going to do with it?" continued Templeton, his little round beady eyes fixed on the goose. "You can have it," replied the goose. "Roll it away and add it to that nasty collection of yours." Templeton had a habit of picking up unusual objects around the farm and storing them in his home. He saved everything. "Certainly, ertainly, ertainly," said the gander. "You may have the egg, but I'll tell you one thing, Templeton. If I ever catch you poking, oking, oking your ugly nose around our gooselings, I'll give you the worst pounding a rat ever took." And the gander opened his strong wings and beat the air with them to show his power. He was strong and brave, but the truth is, both Goose and the gander were worried about Templeton, and with good reason. The rat had no morals, no conscience, no scruples, no consideration, no decency, no milk of rodent kindness, no compunctions, no higher feelings, no friendliness, no anything. He would kill a gooseling if he could get away with it. The goose knew that. Everybody knew that. With her broad bill, the goose pushed the unhatched egg out of the nest, and the entire company watched in disgust while the rat rolled it away. Even Wilbur, who could eat almost anything, was appalled. "Imagine wanting a junky old rotten egg," he muttered. "A rat is a rat," said Charlotte. She laughed a tinkling little laugh. "But my friends, if that ancient egg ever breaks, this barn will be untenable." "What does that mean?" asked Wilbur. "It means nobody will be able to live here on account of the smell. A rotten egg is a regular stink bomb." "I won't break it," snarled Templeton. "I know what I'm doing. I handle stuff like this all the time." He disappeared into his tunnel, pushing the goose egg in front of him. He pushed and nudged till he succeeded in rolling it into his lair under the trough. That afternoon, when the wind had died down and the barnyard was quiet and warm, the gray goose led her seven gooselings off the nest and out into the world. Mr. Zuckerman spied them when he came with Wilbur's supper. "Well, hello there," he said, smiling all over. "Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 baby geese. Now, isn't that lovely?"